on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A manhunt is underway for a murder suspect who's believed to have crossed into KZN from Mpumalanga. Authorities say Prince Gift Mdluli, linked to the death of a police officer, was last seen in the Midlands. Pete Pretorius was killed in Mpumalanga last month. The Hawks say Mdluli was last spotted around the areas of Bergville and Howick. Spokesperson Makhosetsi Nkosi says the suspect is presumed to be heavily armed.
Anyone who may that person is requested to contact the nearest police. He was involved in other cases that include other murders as well as cashing classes. We only managed to arrest 5 suspects, and Mdluli was supposed to be the 6th suspect, and unfortunately we couldn't find him on the scene. And as we are speaking now, a warrant of arrest has been issued against Mdluli.
A crime expert believes the introduction of body cameras in April will enhance law enforcement efforts. During a parliamentary session this week, Police Minister Senzo Mkhunu confirmed the cameras will be deployed to help combat crime. The initial rollout will cost over 2 million rand, with the figure expected to rise to over 14 million rand over the next 5 years. But expert Willem Els says the costs are justified.
It is also a tool that serves to reinstall the trust of the public into the police, because there will be accountability if these tools are employed and governed effectively within your law enforcement fraternity.
And President Cyril Ramaphosa says U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio's absence from the G20 foreign ministers meeting in Johannesburg is not a major setback. South Africa's hosting the gathering at Nasrec, marking its first time leading the high-level talks. The meeting comes amid ongoing tensions between Pretoria and Washington over South Africa's land policies. Ramaphosa insists, though, that Rubio's absence is not a cause for concern.
We are committed to having a good relationship with the United States. The Secretary of State not attending is not a train smash, because the United States is still represented here, and the discussions that will take place here are discussions that they are going to be part and parcel of. So this is not a boycott.
And France has returned its sole military base in Ivory Coast to the West African nations authorities. It marks an end to decades of French presence at the site. The French and Ivorian defense ministers signed a document to confirm the return shortly after the Ivorian flag was raised on the base's parade ground. The Ivorian minister says the act marks a new era in the partnership between the two countries. On the weather front, back home, Durban, Pietermaritzburg and Richards Bay, a high of 30 degrees.
And coming up in your sports, the Proteas begin their campaign at the Champions Trophy today. We also have the CAF quarterfinals draw confirmed, with Mamelodi Sundowns playing Esperance, and action from day 2 at the Doozy Canoe Marathon this morning. Nick Tatham has the latest.
Well, things have definitely heated up at the front of the men's race. Andy Burkett's lead has been slashed. Sponello Quella, it is just over 20 seconds now at the Gauging Weir. Third place too, there's been a big shake up there. Matthew Fenn has jumped from fifth into third place. Sandile Mtolo is in fourth, they together, but Msawin Kosi Mtolo is nowhere to be seen really. He's dropped back to about sixth place in the field. In the women's race, Christy McKenzie got underway a little bit earlier in elapsed time with a dominant lead in that one. Second place, Nikki Burkett and Bridget Hartley in third. The ladies should be coming through Gauging Weir and not too long. We'll get the next update for you then. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.